Welcome, family, to the Dining Room Table Podcast, a conversation that addresses taboos of the Black community. We emphasize vulnerability, transparency, and authenticity to change the narrative and the stigma of self-expression in our community. And today I'm sitting down with Brittany, who is the co-creator and founder of an interactive card game called Hella Awkward. Hey, Brittany.
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm amazing. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Absolutely. I am super duper excited. Y'all, I shot my shot in the DMs on the Hella Awkward Instagram page. I saw the card game on another Instagram handle, and I was like, oh my gosh, that seems like so cool. Let me reach out because I need to talk to them.
And that's amazing. I'm so glad you found us on social, and I'm so glad you shot your shot because this is great and I love what you're doing. I think this is an amazing podcast and platform, and I'm just excited to be joining you.
Thank you. Yes. So I did a little bit of research, but of course, for our listeners and for your Hella Awkward family and community, how you got started in creating your game.
Yeah, so Hella Awkward is a conversation card game made to help people connect and deepen relationships. And so we asked the questions that sometimes people try to avoid. And really, it got started by myself, my brother Brandon, and his now partner Jane during NYC deep quarantine of 2020. We basically were obviously all at home, deep in the trenches, and found some joy in watching Insecure on HBO by Issa Rae. We all love that show. And basically, after every episode, we would just FaceTime and just talk about the episode. And we had some really dope conversations about just family and trauma and trials and relationships and being Black millennials and living in New York and what was going on in the world. And really got much closer. We started having these kind of conversations surrounding Insecure with other friends and family. And my brother kind of had this idea like, yo, we've been having such amazing conversations. Like, I've never had conversations like this. We need to figure out a way to help support other people to have these sorts of conversations. So that was really how it got started. And so we just started kind of keeping track of different topics, different questions, different genres kind of, and putting that into a document, honing a list, making a bunch of questions. And we didn't think it would be, you know, what it is today at this point. We just kind of were ideating, really. And yeah, after, I guess, a few months of going back and forth to the drawing board and testing things out with friends and family, it kind of became what it is now, which is Hella Awkward, the card game.
Very cool. Very cool. And it's so funny because even the name Hella Awkward, like, it's crazy because the time that you guys created this game and began having these conversations was a hella awkward time.
Absolutely. It was the most hella awkward time.
Yes. Like something that we had never gone through just as a people, as a generation, because it was just kind of like, what? Like, how do I even navigate through this? And so I love how y'all were like having the conversations that we all pretty much know that we don't always do in our community, the Black community. You know what I'm saying? Like conversations surrounding sex and money and love and mental health and disabilities. Like, those are scary topics.
Absolutely.
So scary. So, how soon did you and your brother know that you guys wanted to kind of go through with creating Hella Awkward?
So I would say June is when we really decided, all right, let's start working on this thing, you know? So we would just have like a FaceTime meeting every Tuesday, which we still do to this day. And we would just really, we just put on some music and had some wine virtually. And we're just kind of having a little kickback on the internet. And so that was kind of just how it started, was just kind of fun, having a fun little side project to do during quarantine. And then I'm sort of a research person. I like to look up any little detail about any little thing. So I was just like looking up different questions and different like games and different questionnaires. And, you know, there's like the 36 questions of falling in love that New York Times did. So there was a bunch of different things that I was just kind of looking up and researching, and kind of came up with this idea of, okay, what if we did do this thing? And my brother was like, yeah, I'm really into the card game idea. So then I started going in on looking up different card games and how do you find a manufacturer? What kind of legal steps do you need to take? How do you start a whole business? You know, how do you make a website? Like all of these little questions that I was like, okay, we're going to do this. Like, this sounds fun. It would be a dope project. And that was sort of how it started. So really from June of 2020, and I would say up until, I guess, February 2021, that's when we really launched our website. We started taking pre-orders. And then in May of 2021 was when I feel like we were like officially launched. We were fully operational and selling products, shipping products, and just figuring it out as we went. That was really the key. We learned a lot during the process, and still learning a lot during the process, of course, because there's always new things as you go. You realize there's a whole another chapter that you was like, I didn't know nothing about that. Like, I need to go and like read all about this now. So yes, it's been a great experience of learning, a lot of growth in our relationship with my brother, and a lot of growth with my relationship with his girlfriend Jane as well. And so that's been really exciting. I think probably the most exciting is just kind of building those relationships between the three of us. But yeah, so
yeah, it's
fun.
In those relationships, that's something that I saw on your site. You said that you guys, you kind of did your market research on your family. How did that go? Tell us about that.
Yeah, our friends and family are the goats. Like, they really were so supportive from the jump. I feel so grateful and just so inspired by them, because I know that that's not always the case for a lot of people. You know, like, I was so lucky to have people that I could reach out to. It was like, okay, listen, I have this idea, we're working on this thing, can we send you a list of questions, and can you, you know, take a night and read through them and give us advice and give us feedback and give us harsh critique and tell us what works, what doesn't, what do you think of these things? And then we also would sneakily ask some of our questions with unsuspecting friends. And I'd be like, oh, what do you think about blah, blah, blah. And they had no idea, you know, some people. So we kind of did both. We did like a really strategic, you know, critical analysis on some people, and then more of like a hidden, sneaky version of trying to find what kind of works. And then we went back to the drawing board many a times. And, you know, like, for instance, we have four categories right now of our game. So it's real talk, relationships, dating, and sex. We used to have a work category. We used to have a family category. And we, from our feedback, we kind of changed a lot of those categories up and replaced those with other things and took certain questions out that weren't as intriguing. So definitely so grateful for the folks who were our early, early testers. They really kind of helped us create what it is today, for sure.
I love that. Shout out to the family.
Absolutely.
Shout out to the family and the friends for coming through.
Absolutely.
So is there anything that you learned about brother that was kind of like real awkward, some stuff that you probably really didn't want to know that you could share?
I mean, I would say the good thing about me and my brother is we've always been really close. Like, we're only 2 years apart, and I'm the oldest, he's the second oldest, so we've always had a really close relationship. He's like my first built-in best friend. We grew up together. We've had a lot of, you know, trials and trauma as children in our childhood, and so having that bond of getting through those things together made us super close, I would say, super young. So I'm glad we already had that foundation. But through this process, I would say what I've learned is seeing his growth from where he was as a child and seeing that into him becoming a man. Like, now he's a grown man. He has an amazing relationship. He has an amazing, you know, job that he loves. He has amazing friendships. And I think that really seeing those kind of relationships that he's built on his own and his career that he's built, and seeing how that has shaped him into this person that he is today, I think that's just been really inspiring to kind of see that in depth, you know, those inner trials that we went through as kids, and see how that kind of changed his perception into this really positive, beautiful person that he is now. So I think that was really cool to see from this kind of business standpoint as well, because my brothers, you know, we didn't have a lot of money growing up. We didn't have a lot of, you know, support or access growing up, but he was able to find ways to really grow and build relationships and connections in his network. Mm-hmm. And he's killing the game in his career. He was just listed on Forbes 30 under 30 last year.
Okay.
Business Journal 30 under 30. Like, the kid has been killing it. So I think I'm just super proud and just excited to see his growth and just how much he has been just supportive of me and supportive of our companies together. So I think that's just been the biggest realization.
I love that. That's so sweet. You are a super proud big sister. And that's like, that is definitely something that we love to hear and we love to see. And bringing up the fact of, you know, not really growing up having a lot of access, I can attest to as well, just as far as having to try to figure it out on your own. Because me, I'm a first generation college graduate. So I sometimes feel like I'm literally just trying to figure this out. You know what I'm saying? Right. And so even seeing your, even seeing, you know, the game and the page and just kind of like hearing this story now, it's making me realize, like, you know, one, I'm not alone. Two, if other people, and just kind of putting your best foot forward and knowing that sometimes you will fail and that's okay. But at least you fell forward,
right? Exactly. And that's such a good point to bring up, because I think many of us are afraid of making mistakes because we really haven't seen a lot of success in business, specifically within the Black community, you know? So I think for us, it's kind of like getting over those initial fears of like, damn, I want this to work. I want it to be perfect. I want to have a report. I don't want to make mistakes. I can't afford to make these mistakes. You know, it's not like I have a rich auntie and uncle that can just give me a bunch of money to start a business. You know, that's not our experience. So I think it definitely, you know, having those mistakes where you can fail forward and feeling comfortable and knowing that just because you make a mistake, like, that's growth. That's always going to help fuel your experiences and make you a better person and make you a better, you know, business owner or whatever you do or whatever your life is. So embracing that, you know, and just kind of overcoming those fears and just diving in. That's really the key for sure.
I agree. I totally agree. So in talking about family, wait a minute. I didn't even ask you, where are you from? Like, where are you calling in from today?
So I am currently in my closet, which is my recording studio in New York City. I live in Harlem, New York, but I'm originally from Michigan, from Grand Rapids, Michigan. But I've been in New York for a little over 10 years now. So I feel like a full New Yorker, New Yorker. Where are you?
I am actually in Metro Atlanta, Decatur.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So, but I'm just here visiting my family. So I'm from Atlanta, but I live in Kansas City, Missouri right now for work.
Nice.
Yeah. So
amazing. I've never been to Kansas City, so I have to come down and say
yes, for sure. I mean, really all that's there right now is cold weather and barbecue and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, that's something. That barbecue, I bet that barbecue is hitting though.
Oh my goodness. And it's really crazy because I'm pretty sure if anybody from Kansas City is going to listen to this episode, I've never had the barbecue yet. Like, I've been there for, yeah, I know. So my parents have a barbecue business called Fiery Furnace Barbecue. And so I am most of the time barbecued out.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So
I see. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, no, thank you. And I've actually never been to New York before.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you have to come to New York. And we won't be barbecue, I like, promise.
Okay. 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 Thank you. Maybe like a bagel or something. Because yeah, I hear we'll like pizza bagels.
And a bagel.
Yes. That is what I need. So New York is in the house, y'all. Okay. So four categories: real talk, sex, love, and dating, right?
So real talk, relationships, sex, and dating. So those are the four categories. So it's 140 questions total. And then it's broken up evenly into each category.
Gotcha. So I was doing a little bit more research and I got some super great reviews off the site.
Hey.
And I just want to share some of these, y'all. So it says, I played one-on-one with my girlfriend to dig deeper into our relationship. And I've played with a group of 10 and had some amazing laughs and conversations. Nice. Both experiences brought with it lifetime learnings and memories.
That's beautiful. I love to hear that.
That's so amazing. When you read stuff like that, like you said, I guess you love to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you feel like great. Because you're absolutely opening up those avenues for people to talk, right?
Absolutely. And that's the key, really, is just Hella Awkward is just a tool. You know, it's just a set of questions that we came up with, but it's a tool to help bridge the gaps and help you build your relationships and make amazing memories together. So when I hear those sorts of reviews, and even like I've had people send me DMs or send emails just telling their experiences, like that just makes me smile. It brings me so much joy, makes me so happy to hear that it's working and people are trusting the process of kind of communication. Like that is so valuable, just taking the time to communicate with one another and be able to be open and vulnerable and be intimate with one another. So hearing that it works, that people are actually enjoying it, it just makes me feel so happy and excited and just want to keep going and the motivation I need. That's all I need to hear.
I love it. I love it so much. So basically this game can be played with a couple or a group.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like you can play it for a bit of time, because 140 questions, you can definitely get through some things.
Absolutely. And have some
conversations. Okay, so what would you say is your favorite category and maybe why?
So I think my favorite category would probably be real talk, which is sort of like that first get to know you. Like our tagline is dive into these fields and start getting acquainted. And I think real talk is just like a really good entry point for everyone. You know, I know relationships, like a lot of couples love to play the relationship category. I've played a lot of the dating category on my first dates, which is amazing and iconic. And if you are dating, you need to be doing that. And then of course, sex is just, not everyone is going to do the sex category, but mm-hmm. I love doing the sex category when I'm also on my dates or with my girlfriends. It's really fun. But I think real talk is just the great all-encompassing category that everyone can enjoy. Everyone can play. You can do this with your kids. You can do it with your family members and not have to be worried about the content, you know? So I think that's the one that I love starting with.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to, I guess, bring up, like, I love that this is just a space where you just are cultivating that community between people. And it's so, okay, would you say that you can take this game to maybe like a work event, possibly, where you're trying to like have some real conversations, or is that too much?
You definitely can. Maybe you want to avoid the sex category.
Of course.
You might want to avoid that. But for sure, we've definitely had people. One, my co-founder, Jane, she actually brought it to her previous job and her coworkers loved it. Her boss loved it and bought a bunch of games and gave them as gifts to all her family. So You definitely can do it as a work event, as a family get together, at the cookout, at the girls' night, the bachelorette parties. Like, it works really, really well for both strangers getting to know each other and for, you know, groups of people who know each other who maybe haven't heard certain stories. Because our tagline is people you know, stories you don't. So you're going to learn some things. So be ready for that.
Okay. I like that. Be ready for that, because right. You just never know what's going to pop up.
Right.
You need to know.
You need to know. There might be some moments that are awkward.
Right. Okay. So I see some of the questions here. Like, I see one for the dating, y'all, just to kind of give y'all a little piece of what is on the game. It says, real talk, life is fragile, so is money. Would you rather have, what does it say? 1 million or, hold on, I'm sorry. I don't miss the question. Uh-oh. This is real life, y'all. I didn't write it down. It's on my phone. Let's see. Let me go back. Life is fragile, so is money. Would you want 10 more years or 1 more million? So let me ask the question again, because I know I kind of froze up there, y'all. So one more time. It says, life is fragile, so is money. Would you want 10 more years or 1 more million? Let me think. In answering this question, I would say 10 more years.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say 10 more years. What would you say?
I think I would say 1 more million, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think so. I think wow. I would want well, 1 more million. Why would you say 10 more years?
That's so crazy. Because, like, y'all, I mean, I ain't never had 1 million from the beginning. I never had the first 1 million. So I think I would just roll with, well, I mean, 10 more years of my life to be able to chill. Because then, okay, if I get 1 more year of my life, then what am I doing in that 1 year? I mean, I'm sorry. What am I doing with that $1 million? I guess everything.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, man. Look at me. Answering my own question. Lord. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. So why would you choose the $1
million? I mean, I've also never had $1 million. So I think it would be very nice to see what kind of opportunity that brings.
Okay.
You know, $1 million, you know, it's not going to change the entire world, but that's a good chunk of change. And you can definitely do some things and experience some things that I maybe would not have, even if I had another 10 years. Maybe I wouldn't be able to move how I want to move or live how I want to live. But if I got that meal... then that's definitely going to guarantee that I'll be able to do a few extra things here and there, which I think I would enjoy. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
Final answer.
Okay. Okay. I got you. I mean, I guess we both brought up valid points. So
for
that makes
sure.
Sense.
Yeah, that makes for
sense.
Sure.
See, y'all, and that's the thing about the game. So it's okay for somebody to have an opposing opinion, right?
You got to 100%.
I know some people in the house will probably be like, you can't say that. Or, you know, people sometimes become sore losers. Like, no, even though this game is not even about that, somebody will want to tell you about your opinion. Oh, man.
That's exactly.
So yeah, that was one example. So another one, y'all, and it might get a little funny because y'all know how y'all don't like to talk about sex like that, but it says... If you could only have sex in one position for the rest of your life, what would it be? Now, I ain't gonna lie. I like this question. question and I like my answer. And I'm going to tell y'all my answer because, I mean, this is my real life.
Right.
So it will be from the back.
Like, yes, sis, yes.
That's the best one. Like,
absolutely. Hands down, the best one. I concur. You listen?
Yeah. If you listening and you like family or something, just like, hopefully you just sped past that part if you didn't want that. But
hilarious.
Getting, no, you know, I agree. A little awkward. Okay. See. Look at that.
See?
I love
exactly.
That.
Exactly. Agree.
So I won't give y'all too much. But those are just, I guess, examples of what you could find if you go and pick up your copy of or your box of games. So before we wrap up though, Brittany, I wanted to know, like, what are some of your favorite games aside from your game?
Good question. I grew up always playing the classic Black games, like definitely played Uno, still play Uno a ton. I love playing Scrabble with my mom. I love doing Monopoly with my siblings because we'd be cutthroat. I love doing Taboo. But there's so many amazing Black-owned games that are out that are newer, like Black Card Revoked, Culture Karaoke, Top 3, Po Up Cards. Like, there's so many dope games. That's dope. That's another one I love to play. So being in this industry now, I've been like, oh, damn, there's so many other Black-owned card games. So I've been slowly purchasing a lot of these and sending them out to them. And sometimes they send them to me and we just kind of connect. But there's so many good ones. So, but those are a few off the dome.
Okay. I love that. I am going to definitely, like, I have my Hella Awkward in my cart right now because it's going to be on the way. Could you tell everybody where to purchase from?
Yes, absolutely. So you can find us on all of our socials. It's Hella Awkward Cards. So Hella Awkward Cards for all socials. And then our website is hellaawkward.com. And then we're also available for purchase at Amazon and on Macy's.com as well.
Okay, Macy's? I love to see that.
Yes.
Y'all know it's not a lot of Macy's in Atlanta. Yeah. That's a good look. I love that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So is there anything that maybe I didn't bring up today about, like, the game or about the conversations or, you know, anything you want to tell?
I think the biggest thing is just have an open mind and just trust that this is going to lead to a better conversation, more vulnerability in your life, more intimacy in your life, and that's just going to make you a better person overall. So definitely grab a copy of Hella Awkward. We have more expansion packs in the works that will be dropping this year, so keep an eye out and follow us and just get awkward with us. Let's get awkward.
I love it. And I was going to ask you that. I was going to ask what was next, but you just let us in on a little secret. So
yes.
Be looking out for some more Hella Awkward, I guess, merch and maybe some more games.
Yes, sure. More games on the way and hopefully more stores where you can purchase on the way and definitely some merch on the way as well. So.
Ooh, very exciting. Okay, Target, y'all hear that?
Right.
Trying to get to Target.
Exactly.
All the good games in Target. So, all right, exactly. We're going to manifest that for y'all.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Of course. So, everybody, I hope that y'all enjoyed this conversation today. Brittany and I just kind of, you know, just went off of vibes. And I just really wanted to share this game. I just wanted to share this opportunity with everybody because, like I said, I'm going to be purchasing my cards. Please know that this is what we're going to be playing. So prepare yourselves. This is my prepare the others. My prepare the others speech right here. That's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be playing Hella Awkward. And it might get awkward, but that's okay because that's just what it is. We have to do it.
There you go.
So, Brittany, thank you so much for sitting down with me. I hope that you enjoyed our conversation, and we hope to see you soon.
Absolutely. This was amazing. Thank you so much for having me on tonight. Thank you for amplifying and supporting, you know, the community. So I really appreciate it, and see you for sure soon. See you on the gram.
Absolutely. All right, y'all, continue these conversations with your coworkers, your family, your loved ones, and we'll see y'all next time. Bye.